Well, staying with the Super Bowl, of course, a battle between the New England Patriots and the Atlanta Falcons. It's also the annual advertising skirmish with brands paying, oh, about $5 million for 30 seconds of airtime. And among the 50 spots this year, a higher than usual number of issue-related ads, says John Carroll here, now media analyst. We bring him in now. Hi, John.
Hi, Robin.
And let's take a listen to one from Audi. This is the German car maker. It features a dad watching his daughter compete in a soapbox derby.
What do I tell my daughter? Do I tell her that her grandpa's worth more than her grandma? That her dad is worth more than her mom? Do I tell her that despite her education, her drive, her skills, her intelligence, she will automatically be valued as less than every man she ever meets?
Boy, you know, talking about income inequity there and value inequity, serious ad. And that's not unusual, though.
No, it's not. There have been serious ads on a number of Super Bowls. And back in 2006, there was a Dove ad about young girls' self-esteem. In 2012, there was Clint Eastwood's Halftime in America. 2013, there was God Made a Farmer for Dodge Ram trucks. So it's not unusual at all.
Right. It plays at the heartstrings. Now, look, some of the issue-related ads may not be. Let's listen to this one for Budweiser.
You don't look like you're from around here.
Warum bist du aus Deutschland?
So we're seeing an immigrant make his way, maybe from Ellis Island. I mean, it's almost like a film. Now, this came out Saturday, right after President Trump signed the bans on immigrant travel. People thought, smackdown from Budweiser. But what does Budweiser say?
But Budweiser says that this is just part of their history. This is Adolphus Busch making his way from Germany to America to fulfill his dream of brewing beer. Essentially, they say, look, this is about our heritage. This is about the chasing the American dream. There's nothing connected to the immigration. However, that's not how everyone sees it. There's been a lot of pushback on this one.
Right. They're saying there's no connection with anything else happening in the country, but perception's reality. And some people think it is, so they're going to debate that. Meanwhile, actress Melissa McCarthy has one for Kia. It shows her as like a hapless eco-do-gooder. Let's listen.
Hey, Melissa. The whales need your help.
I love whales!
Go, Melissa!
Oh, boy.
That was a whale.
That's a whale. What happened here?
Threw her up in the air against the side of the boat. The next thing, she goes off to save the trees. The tree she's saving gets cut down. then she goes to save the polar ice cap. She splits the polar ice cap. and then the rhino, the endangered rhino, you really just don't want to know about that. It's a funny ad, though.
But it does, I mean, it reminds people that those are issues.
Absolutely. Yeah, right? And they tie it into the car at the end.
And Tostitos is going to tackle drunk driving. Let's listen to a little.
On the day of the big game, almost 70% of the accidents that we see are alcohol related.
They're not really focused on how they got to get home after they have that good time. You know, once you have a few drinks, that kind of goes out the window.
John, your thoughts?
Yeah, the snack maker has distributed 25,000 Tostitos products with coupons, a $10 off coupon for Uber, for Sunday night, for use on Sunday night.
That's kind of cool. Although some people object to, you know, having an issue like drunk driving when you know people are going to be drinking while they have your product.
Well, Budweiser had Helen Mirren last year, right, who did a fabulously funny spot.
Okay, Snickers says it's going to have the first live Super Bowl spot, but it's really not the first one.
No, according to Ad Age, Schlitz had the first live Super Bowl spot in 1981. There was a 7-second delay, but that taste test gets the first nod.
It'll still be fun to see if Snickers screws it up live.
You never know.
John Carroll, media analyst for Here and Now, mass communication professor at Boston University. We'll link you to his campaign outsider blog at hereandnow.org. John, happy viewing.
Likewise.